The health service executive has been forced to shut down its IT systems after a major cyber attack. The executive said it had done so to protect its systems from the sophisticated ransomware attack and to allow the situation to be fully assessed. The HSE has emphasised that COVID-19 vaccinations are going ahead as normal. Karen Creed reports.
This major ransomware cyber attack confirmed by the HSE this morning is likely to have knock-on effects across health services as IT and security experts work to resolve the issue. The HSE said it became aware of this sophisticated human-operated attack overnight and confirmed it's impacting all of the national and local health systems. Some of the impacts are already being felt. Most appointments scheduled for today at the Rotunda Maternity Hospital in Dublin have been cancelled. Its master, Professor Fergal Malone, said the ransomware attack has affected all of the hospital's electronic systems and records. He said while it has in no way compromised patient safety, it has affected access to patient records and the pace of operating services, with the hospital now relying on a paper-based system. The hospital is advising women not to attend appointments today unless they are 36 weeks pregnant or more, or if it's an emergency. The HSE has said this significant ransomware attack on the HSE IT systems requires shutting them all down to protect them as they assess the situation. It said it will give further information as it becomes available. It has also said COVID-19 vaccinations are not affected and are going ahead today as planned.
The Taoiseach will travel to England today to meet the British Prime Minister at Chequers. The lunchtime meeting, which was scheduled some time ago, takes place against the backdrop of unionist opposition to the Northern Ireland Protocol. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
While this meeting is primarily about rejuvenating East-West relations in the aftermath of Brexit, it's certain that the Ballymurphy inquest will be discussed too. The government here has reiterated its position that it stands in solidarity with the relatives of the 10 innocent people killed in Ballymurphy in Belfast in 1971. The government also wants issues of legacy and justice dealt with under the terms of the Stormont House Agreement. There will be a focus too in this meeting on improving North-South relations, with the Taoiseach expected to emphasise that ways must be found to make the Irish Protocol work. Greater cooperation on COVID-19 measures is likely to be on the agenda as well, amid growing optimism that restrictions within the common travel area could be lifted during the summer. This would likely be a first step in the resumption of international travel.
A legal challenge by unionists to the Northern Ireland Protocol is set to begin at the High Court in Belfast today. In a statement, the applicant said they aim to undo what they describe as the great wrong done by the UK in the imposition of the protocol as part of the Brexit withdrawal treaty with the EU. A new leader of the DUP is set to be elected today. 36 members of the party's electoral college will cast their votes in what's the first leadership contest in the party's 50-year history. From Belfast, Laura Hogan reports.
This leadership contest was sparked when outgoing party leader and First Minister Arlene Foster was forced to step down after an internal party revolt last month. Two candidates are in the running: the party's current leader at Westminster, Sir Geoffrey Donaldson, and Northern Ireland's Agriculture Minister, Edwin Poots. It will be up to the DUP's 36-member electoral college to decide on who will be the next leader. The 28 Assembly members and 8 MPs will cast their votes by secret ballot today, and it's expected that party chair Lord Maurice Morrow will announce the results at the DUP headquarters in East Belfast at 5 o'clock. This is the first leadership contest in the DUP's 50-year history. Arlene Foster will step down as leader on the 28th of May and as Northern Ireland's First Minister at the end of next month. But before then, she will be among those expected to cast a vote in the contest to select her successor. Laura Hogan, RTÉ News, Belfast.
Israel's military has intensified its attacks on Palestinian militants in Gaza with heavy shelling from land, sea and air. An Israeli military spokesman said no troops had so far entered the territory, although an operation to destroy a network of Hamas tunnels had taken place. International calls for de-escalation have not been heeded, with Hamas continuing to fire rockets into Israel. Ryanair has called for the removal of all travel restrictions from the end of May for air travel between Ireland and the UK and EU. The airline said the reducing numbers of people in hospital here with COVID-19, coupled with the rollout of the vaccine, means restrictions including hotel quarantine should end. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
In a statement, Ryanair said that because of the success of the vaccine rollout in the UK, there's no justification for requiring visitors to Ireland from there to quarantine. The airline also said that with most of Europe on track to vaccinate 80% of the adult population with first doses by the end of June, restrictions on travel between Ireland and the EU could also be lifted from the end of the month. Tánaiste Leo Varadkar has said he'll be making the case for the lifting of travel restrictions between the UK and Ireland in the coming months, but no date has been specified. The Taoiseach has also said that Ireland will join the EU's digital green certificate system, opening up the prospect of travel within the Union by the end of the summer. But Ryanair wants action long before then, describing Ireland's travel restrictions as now outdated, inappropriate and unnecessary for air travel to and from the UK and the EU. It also wants the Minister for Transport to implement the Aviation Task Force report completed in July of last year.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
Mainly dry at first with patches of mist and fog. These will clear with sunny spells developing. There'll be scattered showers today, heaviest in Leinster, Ulster and East Connacht, with the risk of thunderstorms in Ulster. Rain will develop in the southwest in the late afternoon and spread over Munster this evening. Highest temperatures 11 to 15 degrees.